This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week again is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, as always, if you want to get a little bit more information of what we're talking about today, just give us a call at 715-355-4445. You can also visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with B-U-S-K-A. And of course, on the website, you can check out some of our past radio shows, some of our past TV shows. You can also check out all of the other resources that we have out there, including information about the reports that we can run, information about our consultation process. All of those things are out there on the website. Including the ability to schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation, of course. Now, it seems like just yesterday we were asking what happened to summer, but now here we are asking what happened to fall. Winter has officially arrived, at least in the parts of the country that get winter, of course. And that delicious Thanksgiving meal is now behind us, and now it's time to start thinking about hanging those stockings in anticipation of jolly old St. Nick's yearly appearance. Now, a few weeks to go before crossing the 2023 finish line may also be the ideal time to sit down with a financial services professional to discuss any potential useful year-end shopkeeping steps. Now, doing so may be a double whammy that ties up any 2023 loose ends and provides information that can help you make adjustments to your strategy for what may come in 2024. But before we unroll today's topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
We are doing great, Cole. Thanks for asking. I've been busy, but good. Had a great Thanksgiving last week. And as always, I ate too much. It never fails.
Yeah, it never fails.
I tell myself, okay, this year I'm not going to overeat. I'm going to take it easy. But then they, you know, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, they put out the turkey, the fresh dinner rolls, all the sides, the green bean casserole. And I, you know, that goes out the window, the not eating too much.
Yeah, you can't skip any of them. Right. You gotta have them all, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. How about you, Sue? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful. Like you, ate way too much and lots of cooking. And oh my goodness, it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun, but not making all that food.
It's a lot of work as
It's a lot of work. And then you sit down and you eat and it's like, oh man, I'm so full. I can't move.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now on to the next holiday.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Right. Exactly. And you spent Thanksgiving with your mom, with Sue, right, Cole?
Yep. Absolutely. We had the family over at her house and got to hang out with my brother from down in Chicago. So that was good. Don't get to see him that often. So it's always nice when he comes home and visits. But yeah,
good,
it was great.
Good. Yeah. I hung out with my parents, got to see mom and dad, other family members, aunts, uncles. So we had, our family had a great Thanksgiving as well. But the show you have lined up sounds like a good one. I think the timing is great. I mean, this may be the planning calendar sweet spot in terms of, you know, buttoning up 2023 and preparing for 2024, right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. There was actually a Bankrate article entitled Greg McBride's End of Year Financial Checklist, 15 Tasks to Complete. And it raises many of the same points that we bring up with our clients during the end of the year appointments. Now, the first part of a year-end financial tune-up is to review this year's spending patterns and then use what you uncover to build an even more comprehensive 2024 budget. Now, for many Americans, 2023 was a year filled with lingering elevated inflation and high interest rates. Now, trips to the gas station, movie tickets, and family outings likely continued taking a bigger bite out of the family budget than they did prior to the pandemic. Now, when you are reflecting on your own spending in 2023, does anything jump out at you? I mean, did you go out to eat more than you realized at the time? Is your emergency fund looking a little skimpy because you skipped a contribution or two? And if your spending review uncovers a couple of the things that you cringe a little bit, don't worry, because we're all human. So work with your financial services professional to tighten your strategy up a bit and head into 2024 with a clearer focus.
Yeah, I think that's really important. You want to review, make adjustments as you head into the new year. And that sounds simple, but it's a very powerful strategy, isn't it, Cole?
Oh, absolutely. And next, it may be wise to evaluate how much progress you've made on paying off your high interest debt. How much debt did you have on January 15th of 2023? And how much debt do you have right now? Do you have more, less, the same amount? If you're ending the year with the same amount of debt or more debt than you began with, it's likely time to devise a game plan as you head into 2024. It's important to remember that debt is little more than a huge financial block sitting right in the middle of the pathway to your financial goals. And as you look ahead to eliminating your debt once and for all in 2024, focus on clear steps like cutting back on expenses, even if it's for a limited amount of time. Reducing your spending for even just 4 or 5 months may provide you with the extra funds you need to make a significant dent in your debt load.
Yeah, a dent in your debt. Yeah, easy for you to say. I like it. Well, and reducing spending for a handful of months in order to pay off that debt seems like a good way to make the process more manageable, Sue.
Well, that's right. And your next step should be to review whether you've achieved the savings goals that you made for yourself before the year started. Now, if not, be sure to make any and all necessary changes before we greet 2024. And don't forget that building up a robust savings account presents you with many benefits. So, for example, if you begin your retirement adventure with a sizable amount of savings, it may be much easier to maintain your ideal lifestyle. Now, additionally, a healthy savings account may help you weather the kind of emergency spending you'd otherwise have to put on high interest credit cards. Now, if the shower in the guest bathroom gives out just before 6 relatives are coming to stay with you for the holidays, you have little choice but to get it fixed. But once the bill comes, would you rather pay cash or put it on plastic? Now, the correct answer should be obvious.
Yeah, don't run up that credit card bill, especially if you're not going to be able to pay it off before the end of the month. And saving is about more than just right. Dedicating a percentage of your paycheck to a savings account.
Absolutely. That's right, Tony. And a healthy amount of cash savings is a good thing. But you should also sit down with your financial services professional to review your current contributions to retirement accounts and various investment scenarios that may help provide you with retirement income as well.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. And you've long been an advocate for people maxing out 401ks. So I'm curious about where that fits in here.
Well, Tony, if maxing out your 401k is part of your financial strategy, remember to make any final contributions before December 31st. Now, if your employer provides a holiday or year-end bonus, consider depositing that money into your 401k also. If your employer provides a 401k match and you haven't already maxed it out, doing so is all the more important.
I would imagine. Now, we should probably take a quick break here, but first, Cole, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you. I know you're offering a no-charge, no-obligation consultation.
That's right, Tony. And they can take advantage of that by calling us right now at 715-355-4445. Or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. On the website, you can schedule that complimentary consultation right here and now.
All right. Sounds good. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This five-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And Sue and Cole, great, great first segment. You talked about the importance of having a thorough budget, reviewing your high interest debt, and look at how much you were able to pay down during the year, come up with a plan for next year to pay that down, and look at your 2023 savings goals and work with a financial professional to max out that 401k as well. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, let's stick with that bank rate article we discussed in the first segment because it has more helpful information for us. Now, its next suggestion is to chat with your financial services professional about potentially utilizing a Roth conversion. Now, as the article notes, if your income dropped in 2023, you may want to take advantage of your lower tax bracket by converting pre-tax retirement accounts like a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA. That way, you pay taxes now for tax-free withdrawals later. And yet, while Roth IRAs may be beneficial for some people, there are some potential drawbacks. For example, a Roth conversion will include taxes on contributions that aren't already taxed.
Yeah, and we've talked about Roths and Roth conversions on previous episodes. I know you've always been very clear that, well, they're a great option for a lot of people. They may not be for everyone. So if you're thinking about a Roth conversion or getting a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, make sure you have the guidance of financial services professionals like yourself, correct?
Absolutely, Tony. We talk about Roth conversions with our clients all the time. So that is something that we do advocate for. And, of course, we encourage everyone to take a look at their tax situation to see if a Roth conversion could make sense. Now, next, you should consider your current asset allocation and rebalance your portfolio if necessary by the end of the year. While inflation cooled off in 2023 from its post-pandemic highs, it's still a reality and has created some market volatility. Therefore, you and a financial services professional may want to analyze your current investment mix. Restructuring your current combination of stocks, bonds, cash, and other investments at this time of the year may position you to kick off the new year with a clearer perspective. Remember, our 30-minute show simply doesn't provide us with enough time to really peel apart everything that you need to know about investing. So we'd strongly urge you to work closely with a trusted financial services professional for all of your investment needs and goals.
All right. Yeah, that sounds really good. And obviously, this is important. Why seek to figure out this whole investing process on your own when you can easily work with a financial professional?
That's right, Tony, and reviewing your beneficiaries before December 31st may be another good thing to cross off your financial to-do list. Adding or subtracting a beneficiary on your accounts is a critical part of ensuring your wishes are followed and that your assets end up where you intend them to. And remember that the beneficiaries you've listed on your policies trump your will. So be certain that the beneficiaries that you've listed in your will and in all your policies match.
Right. And I don't think anyone likes thinking about their own passing or a loved one's passing, their spouse's passing, but making sure those beneficiaries are updated and accurate may make our passing easier for our loved ones, right?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely agree with you there, Tony. And you should also consider the importance of harvesting tax losses. The article notes that you may be able to write off investment losses. Now, the IRS refers to them as capital losses regarding your income taxes, which may then shrink your taxable income and hand you a small tax break. Note, however, that losses must be realized, which means that you must have sold the stock to receive the deduction. Additionally, you must make this move before the last trading day of the year, which is typically December 31st.
Well, right, and it's another good topic to talk about with yourselves, Sue and Cole, if our listeners have any questions there. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Next, you should review your flexible spending account or FSA balance before the year ends. If you're using an employer-provided FSA, make sure that you're completely aware of how much you have left to spend because that money is use it or lose it. Now, some employers provide a grace period, which typically ends in the middle of March in the following year, which does give you an additional 2.5 months to spend the money you set aside in the current year. However, if your employer doesn't offer a grace period, be sure to spend down your FSA before December 31st.
Yeah, good point, Sue. Don't let that money basically vanish.
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't be more right there. And reviewing changes to your benefits and completing the open enrollment process is another valuable step to take before the end of the year. In the final quarter of the year is generally the beginning of open enrollment, which is your new opening to select or change your benefits for the upcoming year. If you haven't already, take some time to review to make sure that your employer is offering everything that you need.
Well, right. And what are some potential ramifications of missing out on open enrollment, though, Sue?
Well, Tony, it's different from employer to employer, but it's possible that missing your open enrollment period means that you'll have to keep what you've selected in the previous year or have no benefits at all. Now, certainly the cost of health care means not having benefits may have disastrous financial implications. And if you've gotten married or had a child, open enrollment is your chance to add them to your benefits. And if you haven't already utilized an FSA, open enrollment is your opportunity to start doing so.
Yeah, so basically you want to make sure, especially if there's big life changes like births, marriages, deaths, divorce, you want to look at these things, open enrollment, you want to look at beneficiary designation. So great points in this segment. Cole, before we take a quick break, let our listeners know once again how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions or want to get a plan in place.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And there they can check out all of the resources we have on the website, as well as scheduling that complimentary no-obligation consultation.
All right. Sounds good. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Retirement is more than newly discovered free time. It is also a time to reflect on how you will be remembered. Many people want to leave a legacy, whether they want to be remembered for an action, deed, or provision put in place for generations to come. Regardless of what your legacy goals are, it is important to make the proper arrangements now. Call Bushka Retirement Solutions to find out how you can structure your retirement savings to help increase the value of your estate and create a legacy you want to leave. At Bushka Retirement Solutions, our team can help you protect your legacy for loved ones, provide benefits for charities, and avoid excessive tax burdens. Call us at 715-355-4445 for your legacy planning needs. We will provide you a complimentary retirement income toolkit just for calling. Visit us at retirewithbushka.com to learn more.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka, our hosts. And Sue and Cole, great show. You've been talking about some of those key things that should be on our year-end to-do lists. And it's been a very insightful show today. What do you have for us in this final segment, Sue?
Well, the next insight from the bank rate article that we've been discussing in the last two segments is to get a copy of your credit report. I know it's not exactly shocking to say so, but good credit is often an essential part of your financial strategy. So do you know your current credit score? If you don't, be sure to add finding out to your list of year-end financial steps, because doing so will help you avoid any nasty surprises in 2024. Reporting errors, identity theft, and forgotten purchases are just some of the things that you'll see on your report. Now, a good credit report is often required to qualify for a mortgage or rent, an apartment, or even perhaps a vehicle, or even do things like switch insurance companies. Now, you can review your credit report annually, and many credit card companies also provide a credit score monitor.
Yeah, in fact, my bank does that. When I log into my banking app, I can see my credit score, and I receive email alerts. So that might be an option to look at, but I do know that annualcreditreport.com is the official federally licensed site where you can get a free checkup on your credit report from all three of the major credit reporting agencies. You can get that free once a year from that site. You can check it once a year, and you can go on those sites and then once a year make corrections. I've found mistakes on mine in the past, when I check it once a year, and it's actually improved my credit score. I've submitted those mistakes and errors, and it's helped me. So that's a really good point. A credit score does matter.
You couldn't be more right, Tony, and really you should keep an eye on that at all times, like you said, you know, at least checking it once per year to make sure there's nothing on there that doesn't that isn't supposed to be there, I guess is a good way to put that. Now, earlier in the show, we noted paying off debt should be high up on your year-end to-do list, but the article specifically highlights credit card debt. For a lot of people, credit card debt is their single biggest piece of debt. There's not much else that can hit you with interest rates in the teens or even low 20s. And if you have significant credit card debt, working with a financial services professional to devise a game plan for paying it down is definitely a wise move. There are numerous strategies for tackling credit card debt, but one technique is to first focus on paying off the card with the biggest interest rate, and then after that one's paid off, move on to the card with the second highest rate, and so on and so forth.
Right, and that's a really good point. You gotta keep that debt under control, and you know, credit card debt can get out of control, and life happens. But you gotta take a breath, write up a plan, and then go after it.
That's right. And reviewing your credit card benefits and rewards program is another potentially beneficial end of the year to do. Many cards provide perks like cash back on purchases or free access to popular entertainment streamers. Now, do your cards provide perks? And more importantly, do they provide perks that you're actually interested in? Now, there's no reason to stick with a credit card company if they aren't providing perks that actually fit your lifestyle. Taking a little time to shop around could produce a big payoff.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It really could. And credit card companies should work for us. We shouldn't be working for our credit card companies. Right, Cole?
No, exactly. And the article also explains that if you have a good credit score, applying for a new credit card may help you save money because some companies offer considerable sign-up bonuses, and some cards come with zero interest introductory periods, often up to a year or 15 months. Which, of course, could give you a year to pay off holiday purchases before you're hit with any interest. Now, as Tony said, you should use credit cards that are to your advantage, not the company's advantage. And lastly, paying off your balance each month is the easiest way to avoid getting overwhelmed by interest.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be overwhelmed, but no one wants that, right? I mean, when shopping for a new credit card, we need to be looking for certain things. What are some of those things people should be looking for, Sue?
Well, when researching possible new credit cards, hone in on cards that provide perks and rewards in categories that will nicely fit into your current spending habits. You should also measure how likely it is that you'll get approved for the card you want.
Right. And I know for a long time it seemed like there really wasn't a lot to think about when it came to choosing a credit card. You know, do I want MasterCard or Visa or American Express? But or maybe looking at the interest rates. But these days, I mean, you can't sit through a game on TV without seeing numerous credit card commercials about all the perks and rewards. And there are a lot of different perks and rewards available. I'm still looking for that card that it gives pizza for rewards. Like for every dollar I spend, I get another slice of pizza somewhere. That would be awesome.
I'm sure it's coming eventually, yeah. Tony. Just hold out hope. It'll be here someday. And you're right. You shouldn't settle. You should be patient and get something that really works for your current situation and your goals. And finally, reviewing your various insurance policies is another solid end-of-year strategy step. Sit down with your financial services professional and really examine your life, auto, and home insurance policies. As you look ahead to the new year, do these policies still adequately reflect your needs? Also, consider whether 2024 may be a good time to increase or decrease your deductibles. And much like credit cards, shop around and compare policies and prices. Don't feel the need to continue with the same company out of habit or because you think doing so will just be easier. You may find that the policy that you need is available at a better price from a different company.
Sure, and I think this has been a great show today. We've really covered a lot of ground and just a lot to think about for that year-end financial tune-up. But before we go, Cole, once again, let our listeners know how they can set up that no-charge, no-obligation consultation to get a financial plan in place, a retirement income plan in place, or just ask questions about what they can do before the end of the year to shore up their finances.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Well, great show today, Sue and Cole. I really enjoyed this. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.